Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Home is where you can hang your hat. Home is where your heart is, or home is where your story begins. Ways in which we describe this call in our heart to find a home. It was a seeking woman who was finding home with Jesus. She'd been on the trail of a lost life, trying to find the one who could save her life. And she heard the words of this man, who was known as a rabbi and a teacher. Some called him the Son of God. He came to her town and she was mesmerized, and she heard he was going to the home of a guy called Simon. She'd never been invited to Simon's home, at least not when anybody else was looking. And when Jesus walked in that door, she knew she was ready. She was ready truly to step into this living relationship with God, for it is in God's heart that we find our true home. When she entered Simon's house, there was Jesus. He was reclining in the manner of the day, where on his left elbow and his feet reclining out from a three-stool table. And there were all the men circled up in Simon's dinner party. And in the custom of the day of the Oriental life, people could come in off the street and hear the music, see the entertainment, and as long as they stayed out of the way and along the back wall. And so there was a woman, seemingly unnoticed, and yet she was strangely feeling herself at home, not because she'd been greeted by Simon, but because something was happening inside of her as she saw Jesus. Now, what is going on? There was this problem with the promise of love that was stirring within her heart, and there's a problem with the promise of love across our world. The sense of finding home with love in the wrong places and the wrong ways. But finding a love that connects us to the heart of God's love is where she was along that wall. As you came in today, you were finding a heart home and a heart love, we pray, that the heart of God coming out for you is the very heart of how God could show you where you belong with Him. Some of you had to find a difficult pathway to get here, coming from Highway 281 from the north side. The traffic was stacked up. It was a Sunday morning traffic jam, unseen like ever before in the life of San Antonio. There was wires strung across and cars were going all which way to find their way to get where they wanted to be. That's what we do when we're looking for our place to belong. That's kind of how I felt yesterday. I was out at a family gathering in Los Angeles and was at LAX. My flight was delayed and got into this place called Las Vegas, I've heard about. We were on the tarmac for an hour, and by the time we got into the airport, the San Antonio flight was gone, and the best I could do, I was glad to get what they gave, and that was a flight to San Antonio arriving about midnight and a 6 a.m. departure on a Sunday morning. And so I was glad to be headed home, a place where I knew I could belong. But I needed a place to stay for that night. There was no airport hotel at Love Field. And so I looked around, and there I found my home for the night. It was a bench, and I just laid down on this bench and felt like Jacob of old, where you pull a rock and you put it under your head and that becomes your pillow. And you find a way to just kind of get through the night. And it was kind of strange. There were nobody else was around except for the workers kind of cleaning up the place. And when I finally did wake up, all of a sudden there were other people around. And I thought, where did you come from and what are you doing in here? And I got on my plane and glad I did. The sense of being home. There's a beacon inside of us, the side of our soul, that calls us to Jesus, to calls us to be with the people of Jesus. The sense of not a private club, the thing about it is it's an open, dangerous place to be. It's the place where love will change us from the inside out. That's what this seeking woman was finding, and she would not be deterred. What was she doing about it? What do we do about this call of love? Well, Simon had a problem with love, and he wasn't going to do much about it because he was dead set. He was right about this love. He analyzed Jesus, and so when he saw Jesus coming to his town, he thought he'd be very courteous and say, "Howdy, partner, come on in." But it was the kind of thing Simon was thinking to himself, "I want to see him up close, and I don't want anyone else to think that I'm approving of Jesus. I just want to be the kind of the celebrity location where people will say, Simon has this guy at his house that everybody's talking about." He was analyzing, but the seeking woman saw herself in light of Jesus. So she went behind him, and she brought with her an offering. It was expensive. It was an offering of an alabaster perfume, and they didn't have Broadway Bank at that time, and so they put their monies in perfume and ointments and spices. And she broke it open. It was worth hundreds of dollars. And she was about to anoint the feet of Jesus, but she was already anointing his feet with her tears. She hadn't planned on crying, but she couldn't keep herself from crying. There she was. She was at home. She was at home with Jesus. And so she wet his feet with her tears. And then, very unseemly in the day of Jesus, she let down her hair. And she began to towel off his feet with her hair, his dusty feet, his dirty feet, his feet wet by her tears. She did something about it. Now, Simon noticed all of this. And he thought to himself, if he was really a prophet, he would know that this woman who is a known sinner for whatever reason, that she shouldn't be doing what she's doing. This is just a sign that he really is not a prophet. You know, it's one of those kind of captions from top of Simon's head. He didn't say it, but Jesus can read the captions. Actually, he can read your caption right now. He knows what's in our heart and what we think within our mind. And in that, Jesus spoke to her heart. And then he looked to Simon and he said, "Simon, you know, I want to tell you a story. Is that okay?" Simon said, "Sure, tell me a story." He said, "Well, there was a man who loaned money, and he loaned money to this one person worth 500 days' wages, almost 2 years' worth of wages. And then another man, he loaned 50 days of wages, almost 2 months, and neither one could pay back the loan. And so he said, 'Simon, which one do you think loved the money lender the most?' And Simon said, 'I guess it was the one who was forgiven the most.' And Jesus says, 'You're right. There's much love as we're forgiven, that we know we're forgiven.'" Then he brought it home. "Simon, when I came in, you didn't give the courteous greeting of at least a pan of water and a towel where I could wash my feet. You didn't greet me like a friend. You didn't give me a kiss on the cheek. And you didn't freshen me up from the day's walk I've had and the work that's been done. You didn't anoint my head with oil. You did none of that, Simon. And yet, this woman, from the moment she arrived, she has done what you have not done. You want to know if I'm a prophet? Simon, I don't play games. What I can tell you is that this woman's sins are forgiven." Last Sunday, as many Sundays, either here or at Crossings, we have baptism that tells the story of life transformation. Older boys and girls who know that faith in Christ has become their guiding light in life, or men and women who lived enough of life to know that how much they need what has been lost in their life, and that only Christ can provide that. And so last Sunday, it was with Catherine Elizabeth that stood in the baptistry, and as she told her story from the baptistry, it reminded me that every time I'm in the baptistry, I feel like I'm once again in just the full awareness of how much I need Jesus. how much I need his grace, his forgiveness, how lost I am without him, and how grateful that it began on a day when I said yes to him as a boy, and how he seeks to guide us, all of us, every day. Well, here's how Catherine Elizabeth put it.
And in the clarity and the boldness by which you share, you've chosen a baptism verse. What is your verse?
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
You are talented and you are gifted, and God has had those talents and the gifts and the wonder of his love for you, shaping you through the image of Jesus Christ, to be the answer of Jeremiah 29:11 for other people as he has shown it to you. What does your baptism mean to you?
To me, my baptism is a new life, a new journey, dedicating my life to God 100%. It's being reborn.
And because it's a 100% commitment that Catherine knows about his love for her and her commitment to him, it's why the early Christians described baptism. That we enter in for our feet to be immersed in the water, because it is a sign that wherever our feet go, we go as followers of Christ. Our hands are immersed in the water for what we do with our hands, to be immersed in the love of God. And the head is immersed in the water because how we think and see is also under the care and love and sovereign leadership of Christ.
Baptism is a welcome home celebration. It is a sense of having our feet washed and our head freshened up with the anointing work of baptismal water by the grace of Christ. It's the sense of the embrace of a family of God celebrating with clapped hands and amen rejoice, and that we are in this together as this family of God, that we belong. We belong. Now, Jesus was tender towards Simon. He could have just chewed him up one side of his own house to the other side. But when he told them that story, he was giving Simon a chance to see what he had been blind to see before, that this woman anointing him had something to teach him, Simon, that Simon too had much need for forgiveness, that Simon too had much need for this love, the love that only Christ can provide. And so in this, what is God's response? Well, he spoke this truth into Simon's heart. Which of them loves more? Hoping that Simon then, with eyes opening and the hearts connecting, that he would come to see for himself that he was just like the woman, though his story was different. It was really the same. It's true for each of us, knowing that we find our place only at the feet of Jesus, where we belong. And so he turned and said to her, your sins are forgiven. And everybody else in the dinner party at that said, sins are forgiven? Who can do that? And Jesus turned to her. And basically he said, you want to know how? It happens just like she has taught you. Her faith has made her well. And a woman who thought she had no power realized that she was empowered by what she was giving to Jesus that would guide her the rest of her life on earth. She was empowered as a can-do woman because her faith made her strong, well, saved, whole. Shalom, he said to her. Go now. Go in peace. I hope you're at home, wherever you hang your hat, or that you know that your heart is at home with God, and that you have a purpose that calls you to live each day, that you can are at home with your purpose in light of God, and that your story begins each day like this woman's would begin each following day, like the psalmist who would say, this is the day the Lord has made. He has given me peace and shalom. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, 85% of pop songs are all about romantic love. And it's a good love and meant to be. But we spend so much time searching for and talking about romantic love, we miss the heart of what real love is. And that is just the passion of God that gives us passion to live our lives. It's a friendship with God through Christ that enables us to be friends with each other. It's the commitment of Christ from the cross to the empty tomb that enables us to be a committed people in light of Him to live in His way. So may we all break open an alabaster perfume, be at the feet of Jesus and find ourselves weeping in tears, because it's what we feel in the joy of His love. And then we come and invite our buddies and say, come, I want you to see Jesus. Let's pray. You give us home. And in the home that you give us, we find our place to belong wherever we are, as we are with you, O Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Truly, in the name of the one who creates our home, Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.